I heard your discussion before about these dairy farms, cattle under cover, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, a suggestion, how about you two get out of your centrally headed office up there and get out in the country and actually see how it works? I'm in the Horowhenua, and it's the wettest in living memory. Mm-hmm. I'm just a small-time farmer. We fatten a few cattle, retired now. The mud and the water around, the poor cattle have got nowhere to lay down of a night. It's that goddamn wet and muddy. And this is happening everywhere. Calves, are, the cows are calving at present. Calves are being born. They're drowning in the mud. All this sort of carry on.
And so I imagine because it's winter, the soil gets incredibly pugged. It's pugging, isn't it? It gets incredibly pugged, and then it can't hold anything, and then it leaches more. And I understand that, and which is exactly what I said.
So don't go at Mark.
At the top of the hour. But my question was whether or not they are being kept in here, in these warehouses, all day. Because I can understand the reasoning behind that. If it was a winter thing, and you know, if it was raining horribly outside, then they were kept inside. I can see the reasoning behind that. But the fact that there are three farms in this country where they are kept inside 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
There was also a proposal, and it's the thin end of the wedge. Once you say, "Oh, it's for the good of the cattle and for the welfare of the cattle." In 2009, there was a proposal for 18,000 cows indoors for 8 months of the year.
That may be a fact. I don't know on that one. But what I'm saying is you should actually get out of the office and go and just see.
I've seen them.
Waikato is the same state as we are down here in Horowhenua.
There's a difference between keeping cattle in cubicles for months at a time than having them able to walk freely into a barn if they choose.
I do agree with you on that, the winter time. And we've actually got people in the Horowhenua doing it in the winter time simply because they let the cattle out in the paddock. By the time they walk around, there's no grass left. It's all gone to mud, and the cattle are starving.